welcome to Homegrown Podcast. Raphael Anthony.
Jamar McClain, you know what it is.
Today we have an awesome show because we do have a musical guest star. We do have Mari Dennis. Ooh. I said that wrong? Mari?
It's Mari Cara, but Mari. We call her Mari. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's really awesome because I got the chance to saw a video of her show, not actual performance. I missed out. You know where you were? You were at the...
Yeah, the Lot Art Gallery.
Yes.
Here in Long Beach.
Yeah, so Long Beach has an open mic location at the Helada Art Gallery right there on Linden and Broadway, I believe.
Where'd you see the video, dude? You was searching up on the internet? How'd you get the video, dude?
No, there's this awesome guy. He's part of our Cultural Alliance of Long Beach program. Is Richard. And he posted the video because he was there. Mm-hmm. And we got the chance to perform. So we're going to definitely get the chance to talk to her more and listen to her. But before we get started, we want to say thank you guys for joining us. And let's talk about what happened this past week.
Well, first of all... I went to San Diego and killed. Have fun.
That's right. You were at your comedy show.
Yeah,
that's
it was right. Cool. It was cool. You know, a little small, a little light work. But I am mad that the Los Angeles Rams made it to Super Bowl and then didn't even score a touchdown. They kicked one field goal, lost to the damn Patriots.
Did you see the game?
I did not see the game.
I'm glad you didn't. It was the most boring football game ever.
Oh. They were just battling back and forth, just trying to...
It was a good defense. It was a good defensive... from both teams, because the score was 3-3 all the way to the fourth quarter.
Were you rooting for the Rams this year?
Or? I wasn't rooting for anyone. I just watched it for the performances, honestly.
She's a Chargers fan. She's from Carson, and that's where the Chargers play right now.
Yeah, so that was hurtful. I think the biggest... So
make sure you put a thumbs up if you thought the Super Bowl 53 was boring.
Yeah. That's true.
Make sure you put a thumbs up on the comment. Yeah. It was boring.
I think the biggest thing out of the Super Bowl was...
The commercials.
The commercials. Well, the halftime was... What's his face taking his shirt off?
Yeah, I'm sure you noticed that. That halftime was whack, but the game was even more whack. But the halftime was still whack.
So there's a meme that went around.
Maroon 5.
So Maroon 5 and Adam Levine were playing during a halftime show. And Adam Levine takes off his shirt. It was supposed to be like a big deal. And what's funny is that his shirt had a pattern. So the meme that was going around was everybody showing their pillows that they buy at Target, and it had the same pattern as Adam Levine's shirt. So they're showing Adam Levine and holding the pillow going, why does my pillow look like Adam Levine's shirt?
Yeah, he should have kept his damn shirt on because he took his shirt off and all you see is his tattoos that are too spaced out, and that shows he looked like he was made in a prison. Like, it says California, like it's a license plate. Yeah, California.
I know, it was like a very Tupac.
Yeah, California, like where Tupac got thug life, but yeah, he got California.
That's what happened.
He's from LA though, so but I feel like they added Travis Scott and a Big Boy from Outkast to make it more hip hop and urban because it was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But we all know it's in Atlanta. You know who should have been the halftime singers or the halftime show should have been. You already know. The Migos. Who else? Future. Anybody from Atlanta should have been performing. Big Boy, obviously, and Little John.
I have to give him props, though. I have to give Adam Levine props because he donated his proceeds, which is $500,000, that would have paid him towards charity.
Because
that was nice.
He's already rich, for one.
Well,
and
it's nice,
a tax write-off, for two. I think he did it because it was controversy, because the band said yes, and a lot of other artists denied that gig because of support of Colin Kaepernick and basically saying that they don't want to fuck with the NFL.
So we definitely want to hear from you guys on our comments. Tell us, who would you have preferred to have played on the halftime show? And I definitely want to ask
our guests. A lot of artists said no.
Who would you have liked to have had at the halftime show? Which artist do you feel you would have enjoyed watching?
Beyonce.
Really? You're a Beyonce fan. Oh.
She just did it a few years ago.
I know she did. Yeah.
She was good. She did a great job.
She almost really fell. She recovered. She almost fell Beyonce live on performing at the football halftime show. And she almost fell, but she recovered and never broke sequence. But it was like, you could tell she almost had a little slip up.
So this is a chance for us to segue into our musical guest star, which is so awesome. You tell us about yourself. Tell us about your influences. Tell us about the scene in Long Beach. What are you hoping for?
Well, my name is Mari Carl Dennis, and I go by Mari. I'm a singer, a songwriter.
Are you guys going to get the chance to hear her music, which is really awesome.
Yay.
You have two.
She has an angelic voice. It took me to heaven.
Oh, thanks. Did you mean that?
You have a really good voice. I told you you sound like Norah Jones.
Thanks. That's a really nice compliment.
You like Norah Jones?
I do. I do like Norah Jones. But I started songwriting in high school, and some of my influences were Jason Mraz, like Kobe Calais, and things from, you know, music from karaoke that I grew up with. Kind of like Peter Cetera or like Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like Jason Mraz because he seemed like he's always stoned. And he always wore fedoras.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, he's a great songwriter.
Have you had the chance to play in other locations? I saw on your... I was checking her Facebook page. Yes, I was. And I noticed you got the chance to play with a band.
Yeah, I was in... I worked abroad as a teacher in Thailand. And that was just at a street art event in the small city that I lived in. And yeah, I just kind of went and there were... musicians who were playing, and they were like, you want to come join? I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you sound
awesome. Yeah, so it was kind of pretty organic. It was just very community-based kind of event.
All right, backstory. You worked as a teacher in Thailand. I need to hear that, because I just seen Hangover Part 3, and it's pretty crazy out there.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I lived in Thailand for about 8 months. Well, 8 months, yeah. And I was a science teacher. Supposedly an English teacher, but they gave me a subject. And I
did you go there to teach
six.
For
that's
language?
Dope.
Yes.
And yeah. You could speak Thai?
A little bit. Nid noi ka.
Nichiwa.
Wrong one. But yes, yes.
Hey, but Thai. I heard in Thailand is way. I heard Thailand is like the American dollar is a lot more out there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you can live like a king out there.
Your dollar stretches.
Yeah. Really?
So I mean, you're not like a millionaire. Like
I'm going to go out there with $50 and I'm going to live large.
No, really. Your dollar really stretches.
Sounds like a homegrown podcast needs to have a show in Thailand.
Oh, we will. We will be out there soon. But you're originally from Philippines? You were born in Philippines?
I was born in the Philippines, yes. And then I migrated here when I was 13.
Yeah, that's not too long ago because you're only 18 now, right? And I'm messing around.
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way,
I'm
Mar?
18.
She's not 18. She's older than 18. She just looks 18.
I'm 35.
She needs to be on a Disney Channel because she
I'm
does 25.
Look. 25. Oh, but,
look, we all look 35. Damn.
I know. I was gonna say.
I'm 25. Yeah.
You look amazing for 35.
Age.
No, 25.
Hey, bro,
thank
I'm
you for
almost
sharing,
35,
for sure,
bro.
Thank you for sharing. You don't have to, you know, get too personal on the question.
No, I was saying because the Philippines, that's why. So, how many languages can you speak?
Well, I'm fluent in Tagalog, which is a Philippine language, and then English.
So
some Spanish, but
because it's similar. It's similar to
not
the Philippines.
Really. I mean,
suficiente para ordenar.
Well, I was gonna
dos tacos.
Do you sing also in your other language?
I do not. I haven't really written anything in my own language, but I do speak it, and I sing songs from there. So from artists there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
What do you think about the pop music, the K-pop that's moving over? Have you, like, what's
in
your
Korea?
Think? Yeah. Well, yeah. J-pop, K-pop.
I think that's
really
Korea, though, bro.
I listen to K-pop so much. Yeah, but it's like...
It's...
Yeah, it's getting big.
Oh, I heard.
I don't really listen to K-pop as much. My cousins like it, though. Yeah.
So, right now, you're in Long Beach. You're starting to debut your music, and we definitely will find you on Wednesday open mic at the Helida Art Gallery right there on
Yay.
Linden. So if you want to check out some awesome talent that comes out, and of course her, you can also find her music online. You can follow her on mm-hmm. Instagram, Mary Carl Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And also she has a song out
yeah.
on Spotify.
I have one single out that I released January, not this month. I mean, it's already February. Last year, January. It's called Daydreaming, and it's out on all digital streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah.
So what's going to be so cool is that right now we're going to go ahead and listen to one of her songs. I'll go ahead and introduce your song. Which one is this one about or what's it called?
The first one that I sung is called Natural Desire. This one is not out yet, but I'm planning to release that one soon.
So exclusive on our show, we get the chance to hear one of her songs. So here we go.
Sitting in the back room, never getting over you. I come alive. If ever there's a reason to bring back all those feelings, I come alive. When the night
that it haunts me. Got your arms around my loneliness. It's a stranger's feeling, obsessing is deceiving. Tell me it's a mistake when you took me so high. Darling, I can't escape all these natural desires. Whoever convinced me, ooh, the sweetest memory, I come alive. You got me feeling restless, ooh, the only night I'm reckless, I come alive. When the night, it haunts me. Got your arms around my loneliness. It's a stranger's feeling, obsessing is deceiving. Oh, tell me it's a mistake when you took me so high. Darling, I can't escape all these natural desires. Time to confess, oh, I hold on to this. Don't know if it's right or if I should regret. When the night it haunts me, got your arms around my loneliness. It's a stranger's feeling, obsessing is deceiving. Oh, tell me it's a mistake when you took me so high. Darling, I can't escape all these natural desires. Tell me it's a mistake when you took me so high. Darling, I can't escape all these natural desires.
Man, that was really good. Angelic voice.
Tell me, man, I had a few teardrops come out. Just one lonely teardrop. Made me want to cry. Touched my soul. Really? Now, what is that song? What is that song about? What made you write that song?
It was more so inspired by a feeling, not necessarily a person.
Oh.
But yeah, natural desire. Kind of. I wrote it about longings. You know, we all have a longing to. Mm-hmm. To be with someone, I guess.
Yeah. So it's a natural desire.
Natural desire. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that was just kind of
the melody the is idea, just, the inspiration. It's really soothing melody.
Yeah, I kind of gravitate really to that sound. I don't know why.
How long did it take you to write that one? Was that a long project or just like, oh my gosh, I woke up, did this one?
That one not too long, actually. I wrote that when I was in Thailand.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's really new.
Yeah.
If Katy Perry or Taylor Swift want to buy that song for me, how much would you charge?
Ooh.
Don't be too generous.
Who would you like somebody buying it for you?
No, not who, but it don't matter who it is. If they got cash, how much would you sell it for? Like if they say, I have 100,000 right now, I'm going to make this a hit. And you're like, you're going to make $100 million off of it. I need at least 250.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it because they don't want you to use this video later. You said you would only sell it for this much. No, it's a really good song.
I don't know. That kind of puts me on the spot.
Anytime somebody asks something like that, you just got to ask, what's your budget? That's all you got to do.
How much you got? So who are your influences? Who really made you like feel, hey, this is, I want to do that?
Right. So as I've said before, like when I started songwriting, it was songwriters like Jason Mraz, Kobe Kelly, John Foreman, which I really, really love. But yeah, for the most part that, but also just when I started songwriting, there's just something about it that's so satisfying, I guess. And yeah. I just kind of keep coming back to it. It's kind of like you writing a journal.
Yeah.
To help you cope and I don't know. I guess some people paint, some people write poetry, and music, that's just the kind of thing for me. Some people do comedy.
Yeah, I write jokes. Right? I write jokes while I'm in the shower on the toilet.
There you go. And that's kind of the same thing for me. Like, melodies are always in my head, and I can't help it.
And I'm so cheesy. I'm writing, picturing him, like, saying the joke, knock, knock. Yeah,
well, I write jokes.
Actual jokes. That's so awesome. Do you find yourself writing down notes to give you ideas of lyrics or give you ideas of compositions you might be making later on?
So in terms of songwriting process, I just kind of mess around. I don't to overthink. So I just kind of play, and I like writing music late at night when I'm kind of, you know, no filters and I'm not too judgmental of myself and I just kind of sing. So yeah, kind of always going back to that place, like, why do you do what you do kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I try to keep that mindset every time I write, which is not always easy, you know, because like, now that I'm wanting to pursue this, there's that like, there's this debate in my head, like, you know, trying to please people and stuff like that when you get into the industry, right?
It's impossible.
But yeah, I just kind of want to keep grounded in terms of the songwriting process. I kind of apply that same, mentality.
What if you hear a song that's similar to yours that you put out, like Daydreaming, and then you hear it later someone copied it? What would the first thing you do? Call a lawyer? Or you would just be pissed, like, I could just write more like that?
I mean, in the first place, I don't think people would do that to me.
You'd be surprised.
I don't know. I would probably call my sister and be like, that song sounds like mine. What do I do?
Trust me,
Drake got sued so many times because he copied other artists' music from like back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, literally like word for word.
It actually is a thing. There's a lot of musicians who sue other musicians because of beats, just the beat alone.
Mm-hmm. If it sounds similar.
It's kind of difficult because there's only so many notes in the musical alphabet. So yeah. Kind of
I'm talking about words.
I mean? Oh, words.
Like word for word. Like
verbatim. Like
if they don't send you a check to, you know, then it's like they're stealing. If they send you a check, then it's obviously they trying to buy it from you.
It's copyright.
Kind of like the same thing with jokes, right?
Nah, jokes are different. They're not, nothing's copyrighted right. Jokes.
That's true.
Other comedians be stealing other comedians' material. That's the whole point.
That is true.
Bigger name comics will go to a club and see someone younger up and coming and take half their set.
Yeah.
And they go do a bigger show. That's just how it is.
It's
a whole different, thing.
I just found out that a big thing in the comedy world is meme stealing. So you repost a meme and don't give credit of the creator.
It's the same thing.
So I hear a lot of big...
It ain't just comedians. People do that. They see some meme and they copy and then they post it.
Oh, yeah. But I think the reason why it's a debate right now, Pan Oswalt, by the way, is the one who's talking more about this. It's the same what Joe Rogan did with Carlos Mencia.
Yeah,
Oswalt is talking a lot about this because... Do you know Pan Oswalt? He's one of the comedians. He's a really big comedian. And online, on Instagram, he's been talking about another meme generator called Fuck Jerry, I believe. And they steal a lot of memes. From everybody. And Pan Oswalt is telling him, you need to stop. And the big reason is because you have to remember that if you have a lot of followers, you can sell technically your post and make quite a bit of money by sponsorships.
But it's the same. Like Chris Rock stole one from last year or a year before. He stole somebody, made a meme of, what's Trump's wife's name? Melania?
Melania.
Melania. They made a, like the picture, somebody made a meme like she, it's a bunch of pictures of her, and so she has a look that she doesn't know your name, but she's trying to remember it, like something like that. Like she has that look, and she's squinting her eyes.
That's true, yeah.
Like she doesn't know you, but she's still like trying to think of something like
that
similar.
That was funny, I know what you're talking about.
She has that same look where she's trying to realize your name, like while she talked to you.
Yeah.
And then Chris Rock reposted it, and he didn't give a person credit where he got it from.
And he got in trouble.
And that's why a lot of people put watermarks on their shit, though.
That's true,
other people be posting it. That's the whole point. So you know where it came from. And Chris Rock cropped out the watermark, like on purpose. He didn't even want to get a dude credit.
Ouch. So right now you are doing your own music with your guitar. Do you play other instruments?
Yeah, I play the piano a little bit, but this is my go-to instrument, the guitar, yeah.
It's a really nice guitar. I noticed it's a little smaller. It's a particular type of a guitar?
Yeah, this is a GS Mini Martin guitar. I traded my Yamaha piano, which I got from someone from OfferUp.
Oh.
I traded that for this guitar since I traveled. This is a travel-sized guitar, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So one you can whip out, like.
Yes, it's easy to carry on, and I'm a small lady, so that works really well for me.
You should make a song. You should make a song called "I'm a Small Lady." I'm a small lady. It's coming small world.
Now it's just country.
Hey, I'll get
country.
Back on you if I write a song like that and it becomes like a hit or something. I'm just kidding.
That's right. That's right. He has to get credit for it.
Hello, my name is Mari. This is a song called "The Small Lady."
Oh, you better give me credit.
I'm a small lady.
So, right now, you are definitely debuting your work. You do have something online. We want to introduce the next song that we have. Go ahead and tell us more about that one.
This next song is called Magical Feeling. I wrote this about a lot of the friends that I've met when I lived in Thailand, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've made some really good friends there.
So that one is more nostalgic, has more meaning towards it.
Yeah.
Well, they all do, but I mean, this one's more powerful.
Yeah, this one was particularly for them. Like, I wrote the song with that intention in mind. Yeah, and like the other one, it was just kind of like an idea.
Nice.
Inspired by a feeling, and then just kind of went with that. Yeah.
All right, we're going to check out this song. Listen up.
Magical Feeling.
Dive into the unknown, love. Come show me how to be so brave and sail beyond these fears. Oh, I'm picking it up. You're picking it up. Illuminate the skies. The stars so bright in plankton's light. The ocean's lost myself in this magical feeling. And when I come back home, I remember your soul. I remember our memories. Oh, uncertain. Ahead of us, but then we learn to live for now. Broken still, but beauty holds the pain we chose to let go. I'm seeing it now, you're seeing it now. Illuminate the skies, the stars so bright. In plankton's light, the ocean's lost myself in this magical feeling. When I come back home, I remember your soul. I remember our memories. Lord knows I feel way too often, still we're met with sweetest embrace. Long as oceans keep us breathing, I will always remember then illuminate the sky. The stars so bright in plankton's light. The ocean's lost myself in this magical feeling. Illuminate the skies. The stars so bright in plankton's light. The ocean's lost myself in this. magical feeling. And when I come back home, I remember you so. I remember our memories.
Now that was a great song, Magical Feeling. What made you write? What was that song about? What did you write it for?
So I wrote the song for the friends that I've made in Thailand. Yeah.
Have they heard it?
A particular group of friends. They have. I actually sung it for one of my good friends. Her name is Brenna. And yeah, I was kind of nervous like singing it to her, but I was like, I wrote a song about you. And like, here it is.
Like to hear, so, here it goes. That's mm-hmm. a living color. That's a living color skit.
Mm-hmm. All right, so when that song gets a million streams, all right, Brenna, don't try to go get credit for it just because she wrote it about you in the group
in
Thailand.
You can get credit for it, Brenna. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just heard it here. You can get credit.
So have you thought about, I know this is, I'm thinking way ahead, but have you thought about, ever had illusions of, hey, if I could do a music video, I would like it like this for this song. So for this song we just heard, what type of music video do you wish it could be?
Yeah, yeah, I actually already have ideas kind of about that one. There are lyrics in the song that I sing about a particular island that we went to in Thailand. Oh. And it's one of my favorite islands there. It's called Koh Lipe. And my girlfriends and I were just kind of hanging out. And, you know, we went on an island for a weekend, which we kind of did a lot when we were there because, I mean, Thailand is made up of, like, a good shillion islands. It's an island. It's an island. And so, yeah, I think it was, like, I don't know, around 3 or 4 a.m. or something. I mean, it felt like a movie. The skies were, like, filled with stars, and it felt really close. And there were, what do you call them, bioluminescent? Like, planktons.
Okay, yes.
Planktons, and, like, they see, cool. like, if you stepped on the sand, like, if you stomped like this, your feet on the sand, like, it's lighting up the freaking sand, and it was,
I seen that
it
on
was
YouTube.
So cool. We felt,
what the heck?
We felt like kids. We were like, oh, this is cool. Yeah, and we were just having a great
Aren't
time.
Aren't you killing wildlife though?
No.
Kill the plankton, so even though they're billions.
That reminds me of the Leonardo DiCaprio movie called The Beach, where it was a hidden beach in an island somewhere in Asia. And they had a lot of weed, and it was its own tropical.
Okay, I don't want weed in my music video.
All right, no weed.
No, but in terms of, like,
we'll still try to get the planktons and Leonardo DiCaprio for it.
Of, like, music video, I definitely want, like, some beautiful scenery.
That one for sure is reserved for Thailand.
Yeah, and hopefully, like, some of my friends there.
What about the first one? Like, what kind of music video style were you thinking?
That one, really funny, because, like, I have friends. I also met them in Thailand, but they're videographers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so they're called Byron and Tammy. Okay. And we've kind of collaborated. We're all kind of just starting up and figuring things out. They're just kind of starting their blog.
Yeah.
About travel and stuff like that. So yeah, we actually did a music video for that. So just kind of us. It's like a small project.
Is that one already out?
Not yet.
Okay, you're working on
which song did you do?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And for Natural Desire.
Yeah, and they're really cool because, like, they do the videography stuff, and they're actually also the ones acting on the thing. We were kind of doing everything ourselves. Everything.
Well, if you need art, album cover art.
Hit up your boy.
Yeah, hit up me.
If he can say it.
There you go. Yeah.
If he can say it, let him do the job. First he has to say it, right?
Yeah, first I have to say it. That's good.
If you need album cover
art.
No, that's dope.
Yeah, you're an artist.
I like, you know, when you said the beach, I thought of the cartoon from Disney with the rock, Moana.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of. Have you
Oh, you can sing. Look at that.
Nah, it's just because I have kids. They watch a lot of cartoons.
I love Moana.
Do you like that one, Moana?
Yeah.
Moana's dope, bro.
Yeah, it is.
They actually have some good music. I think it won like an Oscar.
Did it?
Like the main song? She got nominated for it, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good music.
And this one I wanted to ask you, though.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather...
Uh-oh.
Travel, doing music, and not be famous, or be rich and famous, but then everybody knows who you are, and they're always going to ask you for a picture, or ask for autograph. What would you rather do?
But then I'd make a decent, like, I'd make a living off of it, right?
Yeah,
like,
if you weren't famous, but like you're still making, you're traveling.
Money, right?
Yeah, like you're doing, like, festivals, and, yeah, you're doing what you love.
Definitely that. Definitely.
So you would rather take the less road travel, where some people rather go to fame and fortune.
Yeah, traveling and music will sustain me as I travel. That's a dream. I mean, I
don't care about being
famous. So where have you had the chance to travel at the present? You've been in Thailand.
Yeah, I'm not super well traveled. Yeah, well, I was born there, so Philippines, Thailand. I went to Bali, Indonesia, and Vietnam. So I just not too
more
many
places.
Than
me. More places.
I mean,
than
I just took that opportunity because it was like those are neighboring countries to Thailand, so the flights were like way.
You heard about that one? You heard about the one student that was on? He was on like a student program out there, and I want to say in Bali, and he was done with the program, and he went and he stopped by Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he got drunk and he got arrested and he's been out there for 9 months.
What?
Because he broke
is this
a lamp.
Real?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. He broke a lamp.
He broke a lamp and he couldn't remember breaking it because he got so drunk and then he ended up hitting the cop when he like resisted arrest.
And they held him. Yeah.
And they held him.
No, I've never.
And this is over.
Is this recent?
This is over him just wanting to stop by Tokyo for a few days before he went to Thailand.
No.
Like you're just saying everything's close.
Yeah,
I'm like, wherever he's just traveling, he got his parents' money, or he got money. He's only a student.
Yeah.
And you have time to go stop by another country just for a few days to kill time.
Yeah.
And that shit, that's crazy, though. But he was coming from Bali, and then he went to Japan and got...
When was this?
I know. I was reading an article recently. Like, he's still in... It was, like, the summer. He's still out there.
Yeah, that's right. He
no,
got...
I've never here.
But the laws are different in different countries.
Yeah.
But even if you did something out here, if you broke something of an established restaurant, you got to pay for it.
Right.
You know, you're going to get arrested if you try to leave without paying for it.
That's true. Okay. So right now, are you thinking about traveling some more?
Well, I just thought of what I was going to say in my head.
Oh, go ahead.
But I didn't say it.
What?
I was just going to say, I'm broke.
Oh.
From traveling.
From traveling.
I'm broke from traveling. No, I mean, like, yeah, maybe not.
Not
right now. I mean, if I the only way that I can afford to travel is to work and travel.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah,
she's gonna, I was about to say she's gonna be a flight attendant playing guitar.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Be a flight
stewardess.
I could do that too. Hey,
and on your layovers.
Oh wait, I'm not tall enough to be a flight attendant.
Yes,
really?
You are. You can't
is there a height requirement?
I don't think
isn't
so.
There, I mean, I think not all airlines do, but
I see.
I just
short.
Can't reach the thing.
Yeah, to close
put
to close every cabinet.
So I wouldn't even consider it.
I would tell them get their ass up and put their own stuff on top of the overhead bin.
Now I'm curious, how tall are you?
Do I really have to say?
No, you don't.
I'm a guess it.
I'm 5'5".
I was about to say she's either 5'1" or 5 feet.
My license says 5'1", but I think I'm 5'.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I mean.
So that means she's as tall as you, Raphael.
No, I think you're a bit taller than me.
I'm 5'10". You're
10?
Our tallest is here.
That's why he wears boots every day. Yeah, he's 5'10", all right.
Cushion underneath to try to push.
How tall are you guys?
He wears go-go boots every day.
You're 5'10". How tall are you?
I'm 6'2" and a half.
Yeah. I hope that's a stretch when we take pictures together.
We're
to stretch.
In a very nice.
That's the reason why his stool is like smaller, but I have to wear like a pad. And
he's not even sitting down. He's standing up right now.
So if you have the chance, like let's imagine you have money right now to go travel, which is the place you want to go?
Ooh, if I have the money, I would go to...
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. I would go to Wakanda. I mean, who doesn't want to go there?
If it was real, I would too.
I would probably go to
Europe.
Somewhere there, Denmark.
So it's Europe time.
There's a lot of countries in Europe where you could travel, like trains and stuff.
Yeah. I want to go to the Netherlands too. Alaska.
Yeah, a lot of tall people.
I
want
to go to Alaska.
Alaska, that's
fine. That's actually still in the United States, really. I could get you a ticket tonight if you want to go.
Okay, great. I'm really?
Yeah, I did a show in Anchorage. You don't want to go to Alaska right now.
No,
you want to go in the spring
right
or
now.
Summer.
Yeah.
You do not want to go in the winter, trust
I mean,
me. You do not want to go.
Chicago?
Well, Alaska is like, but like I know a buddy that lives out there. He said when the temperature is zero, he said he's happy. Anything below zero is when he's like uncomfortable.
All the
when it's zero, I'm like, dude, that's freezing.
And right now, all the states are going through a lot of like cold weather right now.
Yeah.
California's the only one that's only getting rain.
Hey, it's still
what, is it? What do they call it? Polar vortex.
Oh, polar
like
vortex. Yeah,
polar vortex.
Something
going on.
Yeah,
something.
Some science. Yeah. Weather science
some
is going
weather
on.
Weather science stuff.
What temperature is where you guys are at right now? Write in the comments. I wanna definitely find out. What do you guys? So, if you want to share to an upcoming singer. As someone who's trying to become a musician, what tips would you give them?
What tips would I give them? Maybe the same tips I would give myself.
But actually, who?
Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect. That's true. Just stay grounded, I guess.
Okay.
Stay grounded and practice. Like, if you're a songwriter, then make time for that. Write a lot. Practice a lot. Get yourself out there.
Yeah.
I also think, like, intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable positions, just in terms of, like, if you want to practice performing,
you have to get in front of an audience.
Yeah, just do it, which I'm still kind of doing at the moment, you know.
So definitely get the chance to check her out this Wednesday at Helada Art Gallery here in Long Beach, right there on Linden and Broadway. And we have an opportunity. We definitely want to say thank you for coming to our show.
Thank you. Chance
for us to talk to our sponsors. Now, before we talk about our sponsors, they get this opportunity for us. Anything you want to tell the public out there?
I have a song out called Daydreaming. It's on Spotify and Apple Music. And I also have an Instagram. My name is Mari Carl Dennis. And if you like what you heard, then probably check that out.
That's your IG, is your full name?
Yes, that is my full name. I should probably shorten it to Mari Dennis. That's what it is.
So, thank you, Rafael. So, Mari, right now we get a chance to talk about our sponsors. We want to say thank you to Culture Alliance of Long Beach and also Art, Music, and Culture. They're the ones who sponsor our recording location to be able to bring awesome guests and also display our art. As you guys can see behind us, we have a new art piece. You see that?
Super dope.
Pretty crazy.
Who's the artist that did that one?
This one is Efren Luna. So you definitely check him out. We'll put his Instagram on our page. And just to let you know, Cultural Alliance of Long Beach is a nonprofit organization dedicated to showcasing artists, creative types, and community engagements in Long Beach. Follow them on Facebook at Cultural Alliance of Long Beach. Facebook.com, Cultural Alliance of Long Beach.
And then Art, Music, Culture is an organization to promote and create art and music exhibitions. I can't even get that out. So you know I'm a little slur right now. But make sure you follow them on Instagram also, Art, Music, and Culture.
And we also have lounges and clubs that are sponsors. We say thank you to them.
Yeah, for sure. You got to check out on February 9th, which is this Saturday. Come check it out at Bottoms Up Bar in the city of Staten in Orange County. And also Penthouse Lounge. We don't have the date yet for coming up, but it's coming up soon. Penthouse Lounge is in LA, right off Atlantic by the Citadel. And shout out to the J Spot Comedy Club, February 16th, next Saturday. Make sure you check us out there too.
And I also want to say thank you to everybody on YouTube. Please, if you like our program, please subscribe. We definitely appreciate it. And if you're listening to us on anchor.fm/ homegrown-podcast. We appreciate you guys listening to us. Thank you so much for supporting our show. And one thing for sure, thank you for listening to Homegrown Podcast with Rafael Anthony.
Jamari McClain. Appreciate y'all.